The Anishinaabek Nation is preparing an agricultural economic blueprint to encourage more Indigenous communities to participate in Ontario's agri-food sector. On October 1, the province announced it's providing up to $550,335 over 3 years to support the endeavor. With the funds, the Anishinaabek Nation will develop resources, tools, and agricultural training for member First Nation communities, businesses and entrepreneurs located in the Southwest, Southeast, Lake Huron, and Northern Superior regions, facilitating their involvement in the agri-food sector, while building partnerships with the larger agricultural community. The project will also help more youth to participate in and prepare for careers in the industry. Reg Niganobi, Grand Council Chief of the Anishinaabek Nation, said the blueprint would provide resources, tools and training opportunities to enable member communities to participate more fully in the agriculture and agri-food sectors. The outcome of this agreement will allow us to build a strong foundation which will create opportunities and economic growth to help our rural citizens prepare for the future, Niganobi said in a news release. Traditionally, our communities have contributed to the food-based economy through fishing, the collection of wild rice, maple syrup, aquaculture, and food services. This agreement opens the door to new agricultural technologies and techniques which will allow us to enhance our knowledge and attract new industry while continuing to protect the environment in the face of climate change. Want to read more stories about business in the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. The Anishinaabek Nation is a political organization representing 39 member First Nations from across Ontario. Together, the member communities have an approximate population of 65,000 citizens. The Anishinaabek Nation is headquartered in Nipissing First Nation, just outside of North Bay, and has satellite offices in Fort William First Nation, Curve Lake First Nation, and Muncie Delaware Nation.